Okay, so we're still holding by the Mishnah. We're talking about the which nares are chayv or are not chayv in knas, and one of them is ishsaf, right? So Tosfos on the spot says, "Upeish berachanal to park b'yushani ishsachiv lo yavama hi lo uskukalo not knas v'kar shayechva." So we're talking about ishsachiv, and we know that they're chayv in yibam, and we know you use the mitzvah whether it's done baratzon, baonis, shogim meiz, whatever it is. Anytime you have deal with your ishsachiv, you've been chayv yibam. So what's pshat? Why is there knas and kareish as mevuar in our Mishnah? So the Yerushalmi answer is the Mishnah Mishiyish Lo Banim Meish Acheres Vayri Meis Men Erison. V'Hu'Adin Ha'Havim Mutzadak Me Lugum Me Kirsh Kirsha. So he makes an akinta that this woman had Banim from Ish Acheres, and therefore there's no mitzvah Yibam Chal. There's no mitzvah to Miyami this woman. So therefore, she would be Chal. She wouldn't get Knas or Meis Men Erison. No, so, I'm sorry. She would get Knas or Meis Men Erison. Where she's previously married, so therefore she's ishsach. Or you could say that it was davin mutzal ukma kishigirsha. So also we said that Rashi also he used balad by his question because l'chor there shouldn't be a karis or knas shayech by a yibam. So Rashi also learned that it was nisar to miskarsha. So therefore it's not a problem of yibam. So that's the first nikuda. So once we're mukum our mishnah that it's nisar to miskarsha that this woman was married and divorced. And then you're minister. So then that flows into the next. That flows into Tosfos. The Rebbe of Ram, the Rebbe Papa, the Muki Achvasisin, the Mefute, the Perak Sora Moris. Right, the Gemara Sanhedrin was talking about that if you're a manis woman, you have a chiv hatil ganasha, you have a chiv to kill the manis. So it's pshat. Then so once we see that the chiv misa is chal on this guy who's being manis woman, so therefore that Kimli would say that the knas no longer exists. But we see Eil Nair Sheishlan Knas, so obviously we see there is Knas. So what's Pshat? How we reconcile this Kasha? So Pop and Sanhedrin answers that we're talking about Mefute. That since it was Midaita Ovid, there was never Kimlei to be Poter from the Poter the Manis from the Knas. So it's something very interesting, by the way, because considering that even though the guy wasn't necessarily Chai Misa for what he did, but because just the fact that you have this Chiv Atzil Binasho, B'Shas Ones, that would part to the Mamon. Again, it wasn't like a psak based in, but again, just b'shas onis for the fact that he's doing it, and you get a chiv hatzil minasha, that would be put to the knas. But whatever, that's not relevant right now. But so we're moving to the mission that was talking about mefata that he sees through, right? Okay. So then that leads us to the following question. So once you say it's mefute, if you're a papa. Because we know from the Gemara Lamches that the three shitos, Rabbi Yosef Galili, Rabbi Kiva the Mathisin, Rabbi Kiva the Braisa. So Rabbi Kiva the Mathisin says that Knas la'atzman, that whenever one's nanas, neneses, she gets the Knas. But Rabbi Kiva the Braisa would say that the Knas goes to her father. So once we know we're talking about Nisar Sin Skarsha, as Tosa just explained in the beginning, so why is she getting a Knas? Kim did the Atma Futa in a Knas, because we know Mefuta doesn't get knas from the fact that she midaita of it, that she's seduced. We know the manis is not penalized, and the fata is not penalized. I'm sorry. Can I read Gemara? As the Gemara explains in Memor Aleph that Yisomer Shnitis, there's no knas. Uveris Naira, also the beginning of the fourth parak, Mishum the midaita of it, from the fact that she did it midaita, therefore there's no knas. So how can you say in the ratio we're talking about Mefote, which is no knas, and at the same time you're saying Nisar Simiskarsha, where the knas is Latma? The chitim at the time of the Masdisin, Kiriki the Braisa. And if you want to say that the author of our Mishnah is holding like Kiriki the Braisa, who holds that Knas is Lavia, right? There's those three shitos. So if you want to say that even like he's holding like the Knas goes to the father. So even so, in case of Mefate, yeah, Nechanami, by Nisar Sivskarsh, it's not going to go there. Mefate, it's not going to go there. So everything works out very well. Im Kain, Akati, actually Seifa. So then the Seif is also Shver. Why? Because Diktani Haval be so Potter. Because if a person were to Ma'anis his daughter, he'd be Potter. Shouldn't declare him the Ramine. Because of Kimlei, because he's Chayiv Misa, so therefore they would pass to the Mammon. So typically, they come to the Lavia. So once you're moving the entire Mishnah, that the Knas goes to the father, so then why are you saying that the reason why the father doesn't pay in the Seifa is because of Kimlei? Learn out because the money has to go to the father, right? Dilatzba Tikshle Dmachle Manashach Tikshle Seifa. So the first thing we were bothered by, and the Marsha is omitted on this, is what's the Imkenakati? Tosfos seems to be saying that it's a kash on the resha, and it's still a kash on the seifa. But even then, the seifa talks about it in manusha. Because if you want to say the seifa is talking about mefate, haval bito is Aval Pito, if it was done through Derech Pitoy, then the daughter doesn't get it. But if it's Baal Bito and the father did it, then the father doesn't get it either. So it's Mimana Shalach and Seif also. The Seif is also Shver. Even without the Reisha, so why in Ken Akati? Why is it supposed to say that because the Reisha is very difficult, so the Seif has to be very difficult? Seemingly they're irrelevant. You guys remember this?
Repeat that one more time.
That Tosus used the word in Ken Akati, then he transitioned to the Seif to explain why the Seif is very difficult. Because the Seif is Mimana Shalach. If you're talking about Mefateh and the Knas goes to her father, I would see his potter. The father doesn't get it because how can you pay knas? Because it's kimloi. And if you want to say it's because it was mefate and the knas goes to her, she can't go to her because she midaita of it. So what the marsha is bothered by is that the fact that the ratio is very difficult, so is the seifa. So we're like the seifa is very difficult even without the ratio.
It's not consequent.
Right. Exactly. It's not a cause and effect.
Yeah.
Right. So you guys remember it?
Yeah.
You guys remember marsha? So we answer that in the Hanami, they're not really relevant to one another. But the Reish is talking about the Reish is independently; it's difficult in itself, and the Seif is also. But the Inkin Akati says that even if you want to say, what was the word, the term you used, the Racha de Milsa, just to add on that even if you want Mimukim everything to Mefateh, then the Seif is still Shver also. But it's not really relevant to the first part of Mishnah. And that's where we're actually the Marsha. It's still very Some people are taking those words out. I think it's also Shishan takes those words out. That's what he learns. Anywho, that was a very Manalash, and we weren't so comfortable with that. Okay, so Tosus is Mamshech Mibir Shalim Muki Laki Shabala Achla Mesu Mes, Buadin Achla Bagra Bagra. So what's the Teretz? The Haki Mukim the case of Mefateh, and the Knas goes to her. So we look at the case that we know by Mefateh that when the guy is Mefateh to the woman, the guy's not the knas doesn't go to the father b'shas pitoy. It goes b'shas hamadus bedin. So let's say the father died before shas hamadus bedin. So where's the money go? It goes to the yorshim. And now if the father were was the one who was mafatas bito, and the father died before shas hamadus bedin, so therefore the yorshim have a chiv to pay, and therefore the woman gets the money. So that makes perfect sense. Eil narish yeshlam knas. The knas goes to the woman. Again, Tosus felt very uncomfortable. Be mukim mishnah is two separate mandamers, like Rebbe Kiva the Brisa or Rebbe Kiva the Masnisin. You want to be mukim like one person, that the knas goes to her, like Rebbe Kiva the Masnisin. So we say that the father died before, or she was bogeret. Sorry, before shas hamadus bedin, she was bogeret. She was yotzei mishir sahav, and therefore the knas goes to her. So that was the kimta. So that's the first answer. So Rebbe, what were the mechanics exactly? That again, the chiv is chal on the father. The father dies. Who's the father chayv to pay? Himself, right? But he's not chayv to pay himself until shas hamadus bedin. So let's say he dies, it falls on the yarshin. Now the yarshin pays, so now she gets the knas. So this is very interesting because Tosus is taking it as a double pashut, which is it's pretty big chiddush that we have this. We're like meshubed, like we're very insistent on saying that there's this formal process that no matter who does it, even though it's the father's money, it's going to go to him again. We're very insistent on saying that he's not chayv to pay until shas hamadus bedin, and that's obviously not going to be in it. That's why the money will go to the girl. So we see that there's two Tosus in it. We're masking to this nikud at all. There's this Tosus in Sanhedrin who says that he uses a very chariv lashon. Dema mida bedin shayich bedarusha shelo. If the money's going to him already to begin with, and there's no, you can't answer that. She died before shas hamadus bedin because there's no hamadus bedin. If the father's going to pay himself, it's not shayich. Additionally, Tosus Rashi in Ksubis. Imam Avav also is bothered by that. He says also that Avahak Lomach Shamad Avedin Pshit the Potter. It wouldn't be good teretz. So because of that, they were dochik this teretz to the Yishalmi. We'll see later that they have to retire something else. And what they answer, they say that B'shas Pito B'shas Ones, she wasn't mochel on the knas, and that's also a discussion if she could do that or not. But since they don't like this answer to the Yishalmi because they don't hold of the for the fact that the father's getting the money and the money's going to the father, so there's no Hamad Avedin Shaykh. You can't answer that the father died before Shas Hamad Avedin. It's non-existent. So they answered that really she wasn't mochel on the knas.
So when we gave the whole answer, when we were talking about the whole idea of whether she's able, what happens to her mechil because she doesn't have a schus to it, that was within Tosus Rosh and Tosus.
Oh yeah, so we get to that.
But that was out.
I don't think we said that in
because that could apply there.
That could apply.
That mean the whole thought process of like how is she going to be able to make a claim during the pitui if she didn't have a schus to it could apply.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna connect the two. Okay. I think yeah, because what you're saying is that we see she clearly has the.
Right, but I don't remember talking about this that that logic within Tosfot Rosh and Tosfot Sanhedrin?
We said it mostly in the Ran and the Ramban, but yeah, it would apply just as well. We might have actually, we probably talked about it in Tosfot Sanhedrin. Okay. So yeah, it's very like a, we never really went to Nekuna Machlokas, but like, what's Pshad? What's, why does Tosfos think there's this chiv of this formality of Amad Din, and Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos Sanhedrin completely dismiss it? Then once the money's going to the father, there's no need for Amad Din. Okay, so weiter. So Tosfos gives another teretz. Umad Amar Yishav Dimafat in a Protei Al Goshu Zgam Aval Knas in the Yechol Mchol Asi Yishapir. That even if Mavimukim, we learn like there's another Yerushalmi that says that by Mafate, even if she's mochel on the boshes and pegam, she is not mochel on the knas. And therefore, if knas goes to the father and the father dies, then she'd be going from the knas and go to her. So we see that even b'shas pitoy, when she midaitav and she's mochel on everything, she's not mochel on the knas. We have to understand what exactly the mechanics. Why can't she mochel on the knas? What are the tzaddim to say she can? And what are the tzaddim to say she can't? So again, this is Yerushalmi. So the Rebbe said there's two very interesting chidushim that come out of Yerushalmi. That then again, as we explained, the mafat's not chayav to pay the knas until shas amad din. So again, by makom pitoy, even though he's not chayav to pay the knas until hamad din, mikol makom, nevertheless, we're misya, even so, even in terms of kimlay, for the fact that the maisa pitoy happened when the father, when the father did the pitoy, so therefore the kimlay is chal, right? There's the chiyamisa, and then there's the, we, again, what was the reason why we say the father's had to pay? Because of kimlay, right? Because he had the chiyamisa, and then there's the chiyav the shalim. So we see, though, very very interesting, we see very interesting that even though that the two chiyuvim didn't happen at the same time, right, when the father was mafat to the girl, that's a chiyuv, but the chiyuv l'shalim only comes later, b'shas amad s'bedin, but for the sake of kimlei, we still say that it happened at the same time. Again, even though the chiyuvim, that even though the chiyuvim take place in two different places, but the fact that the maisin, whether it's the maisa pitoy and the maisa pitoy, happened at the same time as it was his daughter, right? So even though the fact that the two maisim happened at the same time, that would be enough to pater from the mamon.
Even though they didn't,
the chiyuvim are different, right?
That's the chiyuv in Kiddush. Rav Meir's, it's Rav Machlokes, Rav Meir Chacham.
Yeah, but he says the Chiddush Torah. Oh, I mean, but it's the okay, fine. It's not a double pashit. Not everybody agrees to it. But the Yerushalmi seems to be miniach that it's a double pashit. That any time you have the two maisim that have the same time, even though chiyuvim are different times.
That's what the Chacham hold in Gemara.
It's a which Gemara? Shas Bavli, you're showing me.
There's a Bavli that says there's a Machlokes with regards to.
So no, so okay, so Tosfos, I mean, it's Machlokes, but Tosfos is going according to the Amar, who says that as long as the mice are at the same time. All right, that's like the game. It wasn't so key, but the second thing we said that also Tosfos took as double pashut that the Makom Misa Saav when the daughter collects the knas, she wasn't really mocha on the knas. We don't care if she was mocha on the knas b'shas pitoy. That's like the, that's what we have to focus in right now. Because from the fact that we see that she collects knas later, shows that even though technically midaita avid, and she did it according to her will, she wasn't really mocha. She still has the ability to be go over the knas in the future. So what happened? Well, why can't she be mocha on the knas? If she did the maisa pitoy, she was nithes, she was seduced. So she's technically mocha on the knas. So what gives her the strength to collect the knas after the misa saav, right? That's what we're rolling on.
I have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
I never was clear on this. Why do we assume that she's mochel on a pitoy when she has beer? Why do we assume that? Why does she want to give up her 50 shekelim? Why do we assume that she wants to be mochel on pitoy? Why do we have this umdino that she'll be mochel?
Saying in general?
Yeah.
Well, think about it. Misvara, I'm saying if she didn't.
Why?
She knew what she's getting into. I mean, that's the ansari. That's the umdino we make, yeah. That's
for, so she still wants her knas.
She still wants her knas.
Yeah. She could say, I'm not mocha on my knas.
Well, that's
the mefata and knas are not.
Who's that? I'm saying, I hear what you're saying. If you're assuming they're not connected, I'm assuming.
No. She's allowed to say I'm not mocha, and she, and that's, remember that the Tosfos
Aruch. Right. I hear that.
Yeah.
So why are we assuming
that her umdana, she's willing to give up her chamishim tesef?
If she's not acting by midaita,
but I still want my money.
Okay, so if she says it, then she's explicitly saying I'm not mochel. But if she's doing the action,
right,
she's mashma, she is.
First of all, it's mochel, is she milk or not? But
be assumed that she wants her money, no matter what, whether she's pitoyed or not.
No, but she knows the ownership of pitoy. She knew she loses everything when she's in the phase.
No, she doesn't. If she's pitoyed,
yeah,
why?
She knows what she's getting herself into.
Yeah, with regards to money, no.
Of course he doesn't. She knows what she has to lose. She knows that after this, I'll not be a besuvah. I mean, like, of course she knows.
Yeah, but I'm saying, wait, whatever.
Okay,
no, I hear what you're saying. It could be, you say, the fact that she doesn't meet Daita, coming along, that she doesn't have the ability.
That's what Tosfos is learning, that Daita, she's most on everything.
What?
Are you happy?
I'm saying, honestly, I think it's
lost. It's a Gemara. Look at the Gemara again in the first parag. The Gemara learns like that. But like Daita, how can you say the Knas goes to her? That's the logic of the Gemara.
No, I'm saying, how is she Mochelis? Why is she Mochelis?
You're saying it's not necessarily, she could just do the action, not be Mochel on it. Meaning,
she wants her money.
But it could be fine.
It's a fourth parag topic. Okay, I'll call Panim. Duran on the sugya brings out 2 days to the Shami. Im yichol he l'mchol kansa or lo? Could she be mochelis on her knas? Exactly. This machlok is between Aaron and the Pogs, whether she can mochel on her knas or not. So the Rishal brings out 2 days. Im yichol l'mchol knas or lo? So obviously, what's the tzad to say that she can't be mochel on her knas? Very obvious. You can't be mochel on her shein shelo. It's the rishus of av. The money is supposed to go to the knas is supposed to go to the father. So make it tasty. She could say I'll be niftis and I'm mocha on the knas. Like, you can't be mocha on the knas. The knas belongs to the father. So you can't be mocha on the rishayim and b'shuso. So the Ron emphasizes this in 2 places, but obviously in opposition to this, there's a tzad to say that she can be mocha on her knas. So Rebbe asked. So according to the tzad that she can be mocha on knas, how could she do after we see such a compelling logic to say that she can't be mochel on the knas considering it's the father's, meichi tesi she can be mochel on the knas, even though I mean.
The Ron brought down two. Ramban brought down 2 shittos, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it was a machlokes in the Yerushalmi.
Right. So one was saying that once she's mochel on the knas, she's mochel it forever, and it was effective even in the beginning. Meaning that was one we gave. That was one that went against our Gemara. Right, the first understanding, the first
sheet. I'll read the lashon on the Ron. He says, "Man de sabar hasam the knas ain. And the fact that you only get the knas is only chal once hamadav bedin. You can't be mocha on the knas that's going to come b'shas hamadav bedin in the future." Oh, very good. So we're going to get to that. That's exactly what the chakir building up to. So Rabbi asked, "Oh." Very good. So we have such a compelling logic that you can't be mochel on davar shein reshuso. That we have 2 reasons. A, all of it belongs to the father. And second of all, even when it belongs to the father, it's in the future. B'shas hamadav din, that's when the knas goes to the father. So so in opposition to that, how could you possibly say that she is supposed to be mochel on the knas? Where's this second day in the Yerushalmi coming from to say that you can be mochel on the knas? So Rebbe explained, according to the second day, that we see the b'shas
pita. I don't like that.
What?
I'm afraid.
Oh, we'll get to it in 1 second. We see, according to the second day in the Ran, Nimsa B'shas Pitoy, the Zchus of the Av is exactly like Aaron's saying, that he's having trouble with that. We see that B'shas Pitoy, that the Zchus Ha'av, there's 2 Zchus seem to be intact. There's the father's Zchus, then there's the daughter's Zchus. But from the fact that the father is such a stronger schus, and the daughter is shvak nirul ma'av, and we see over place the deraisa, like a lot of the things, the mitzias and ma'isi adev of the tanug and the naira go to the father. So we see b'shas pitoy, the father's hand will be stronger to collect the knas, that she doesn't really have a say it right then. But let's say the father died. So if she's mochel b'shas pitoy, so her mechila comes back to bite her in the future. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That again, so once the father dies, once the father's chus to be gobe is installed, like, leaves the world, whatever it is, so now her mechila that she did make kara b'shas pitoy is now chal. That's why she doesn't get a knas.
As if it's the first
sheet.
Yeah, that's not saying that she'd be mochel. Yeah, why should we be mochel?
Right, exactly.
But of course, the second sheet, we're not really machshav.
So we're using this.
Well, she is, but we're not really machshav, but we don't care. Because we don't care. We want to talk about the father. Right, exactly.
Why do you like that?
Because we're getting this from Rav Akiva Eger says that she can't be mochel because it just doesn't work. L'mafresh, she could be mochel. So then we use that, something that Rav Akiva Eger says doesn't work because there's no such thing of, and we're bringing it into fruition. We're saying, you see, that's the answer.
Well,
Rav Akiva Eger went against
it. There's a little bit of a different deficiency by Rav Akiva Eger. He explained that you could have explained to Mashal, let's say, that this woman was Niftes, she did Pitoy, and without even knowing, the father accepted Kesek Kedushin for her, so she was married, and then subsequently accepted Get for her, so she's divorced.
That was Rav Adler's Kiddush, that was a different case, but Rav Akiva Eger was comparing it to our case.
Yeah, exactly.
So it didn't make sense where we're coming out of Shir. And Rav Akiva Eger say that doesn't make sense, Lamar Frey. We're saying, oh, that's goofy.
No, the point was that had she known the cast was going to her to begin with, she could have been Mochel. That was the much closer to Rav Eger.
Yeah, that was Rav Adler's own input. But that's not what Rav Akiva Eger says. And
we talk about Yeshlam Dibskach Shavia Kiddush of Kibla Yiddish Lomidaita, Kodesh Pritis. Kim Shubishash Pito, the Pitaita, the Svar, the Heap, Nuya. She thought she was single, Bishash.
That's.
That Knas Labia, Loyad of Loyamakla.
Rav Akiva Eger. Read the whole Rav.
Mishumachi Gam Ata. Right now, Digloy, this Narsim is Karsha. So once it's revealed to her that she accepted the condition and she was divorced, Magila Haknas Kivin Delomachla. She wasn't really Mochel. It's seemingly that it's.
Do you have the rest of the Rukiva here?
No, that's the entire thing.
Okay, that's where it's at.
He says, I'm sorry. Vidam Ladina, the Yerushalmi Bala Biso, the Maze Ashloba. No, he ends. Vinimsa Kivin Chi Machla Vitalos.
I'm satisfied with your explanation.
Okay, fine. But Mikol Makom. Really wants to read Rav Yeager that Lema Freya, she can't, okay, if she found out something that she's in Tzaras Miskarsha after the Pitoy, had she known, she could have been Mochel Meikara. Whatever, so Rav Yeager seems to entertain the possibility she could have been Mochel Arkanas.
He, Rav Adler, entertains that Rav Yeager does not say
that. That's what we said in Shir.
That was his interpretation, his own interpretation.
Okay, fine, that's what fine.
It's
not Chulkas Adler.
No, Rav Adler will be must.
Okay, fine.
He just didn't have another shot. It was his last leg.
Okay.
Okay. Tosfos continues. Second turn to Tosfos. Okay, so we said that we're back to the second turn. Okay, back to the second turret of Yerushalmi. He says that Kishpah La'achal Meis Umeis V'Din Ashlogar. We talked about that. Then Yerushalmi says Befut Eini Poter Al Biyosh Began La Knas. She cannot be Mochel. Okay, so we have these two tiers in the Yerushalmi, that the father died before Shas Masav Din, or the boss cannot be Mochel on her Knas, and therefore she could get it later. So we just talked about what exactly. Oh, this is Gishmak. This is the Ramban and the Ran. Right, we talked about what exactly the mechanics of her being Mochel on her Knas. How could she do that, right? The Torah says he's kind of a big knas when he's a man or a father woman. So what happened to the knas?
How do you explain the Babli, essentially?
Exactly, right, because the Babli's cholik, right?
Exactly.
Very good. I didn't finish the Torah. But Shasti done mash, but the in-law apilo knas. To Mugi Rabbi Luke, as the Gemara says later, I didn't really like Gemara yet, but...
So what's the basis for being Moch on the
knas? Yeah, do you understand? Like, what's Shasti? How can you like that? Basically,
the Bavli says that you can be Mochel on the Knas, Yerushalmi says you can't be Mochel on the Knas, right? You can only be Mochel on Bosh Gam.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So according to the Bavli says you can be Mochel on the Knas, so what's the basis for that? So then we went into the Ramban as to what?
Right, exactly. So we have 2 days in the Ramban. So basically two basics as far as how exactly Mochel, how won't be Mochel on the Knas. We have this idea of Siluk, that there's one thing, let's say like a father and a son, the son says, you know what, I'm... So the son has this schus in the father's Yerusha. So if you were to say I don't want the father Yerusha, that would be like a mechila. But there was a chiyuv chal, like the Torah says that the son is zochah to the Yerusha, but he says I don't want it, so that's a mechila. So by this case, she found an opportunity, like a window, where she has sheiches. She's not a schus, but like a sheiches that between eres and nisuin, where she could back out from the Yerusha, the knas. So we said this is called siluk, that she's nostalgic.
I thought wasn't the case that the Ramban brought down, it was a case of a guy, right? And the guy was in there, or us, but they...
Yeah, so we have this idea that dim dvar mein l'minachseich, that a person, that a person between Eris and Nisun, when he's right between Eris and Nisun, he tells it that I don't want any year in Chasim, I'm afkeying myself from any z'chus from year in Chasim.
And the way that you just explained, the way about Adler explained it, when instead of being shy after the... It's the idea of being shyach to the
banana schus,
but not actually having schus to it. Because once you have schus to it, you would have to have a formal hachna.
Exactly. Very good. Exactly. Right. So a siluk is a lot more like you could completely remove yourself in the picture.
Right. So there's a very small window of time, like you were saying. It's after the erusin, but before the nisuin, essentially.
Right.
In this case, at the.
And yeah, so Lachanavi, so the Narak himself is Etasma Min Achiv Knas. And then we have this other territory of the Aran, the Rambam, that since she's in Strasis, Prishasbi, the Ramban is a Damta case, it's Kilo, she said, you know, Karosh Rayim Vi Potter, that she says, take my garment and rip it. She's completely mochal, it's as we said, it's called Mazik Bershus, right?
Right, it's not just on Gas, all Mazik.
Right. So once we say that it's Mazik Bershus, as the Ksos touched it up later, it's that she's not saying there's a Chiyav Chal, and again, the common denominator between the two is that there's never a Chiyav Chal. That the person is again uprooting themselves from the situation of the gamri, so that was the idea. And a mazik rishus, as the Ksos Taisus, he says, it's not even mazik klal when it's done rishus abaylim. So Rebbe made tsushdel to Ramban and Bamitziya in the second sixth parak. What's he say?
What's a tsushdel?
He makes a reference to okay. Ramban and Bamitziya. Okay. How exactly do we understand this idea of mazik rishus?
I thought it was Bob Kama, sixth parak Bob Kama.
But I thought it was also.
I think
Bob Kama. Yeah, it's Bob Kama. Okay, fine. That we know this idea of Adam Mu'ad Yolam, that no matter what happens, whether a person does it intentionally or unintentionally, he's considered Mu'ad, the Indian Nizikin. He's considered as if he's like warned, he was like it's like his third time doing it, so on and so forth. So let's say a person is sleeping and knocks over Kalim, he's Chayiv Mezik. Let's say he's sleeping and then the Ramban says, you may niach the Kalim after he went to sleep, and the guy knocked it over. So since the Nezik was caused by the Nizak, the person being damaged, but not the Mazik himself, so therefore we call it Nezik Bershus, and the Adam is not Chayiv. So we're saying so to here. It says, since the Nizak, the woman, was Mocheles, and she says, do whatever you want, Mazik Bershus, you know, I'm being Mochel. So therefore, so since she caused the damage, the Nizak, therefore, he's put to the ground from the Knas. So we gave a very interesting napkin between these two reasons that are bound, whether it's through Siluk, or whether it's through Mazik Bershus. Then let's say she wasn't mochel on the knas, b'shas pitoy. They did the ma'isa, and then before they go to base, before shas ma'isa din, she's mochel. So if it's midin mazik rishus pashit, you can only be mochel before, and she wouldn't be able to be mochel after, right?
If it says mazik rishus,
the only opportunity she has to be mochel is before.
Wait, but if she said it, shas ma'isa, then it's
oh pashit. I'm saying that no. The question is after shas ma'isa before amalas b'din.
I thought you said she is mochel b'shas ma'isa, and then
no, not mochel, not mochel.
Oh, she's not mochel b'shas ma'isa.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was it. Yeah, I'll take it back. Not mochel b'shas ma'isa, and then she's mochel after before shas ma'isa. So if it's b'din mazik rishus,
she was never mochel.
Yeah, you'd only be able to be mochel before, but again, if it's b'din siluk, then you have that small opportunity, that small window between the shas ma'isa and amalas b'din, therefore siluk would work. Okay, that was the Ramban. And then we asked, also you have to be done, like what about the father's alive, right?
Can we just, oh no.
The father's alive, maybe she has a schus to be mochel on the knas, right? How exactly do you understand how the knas gets from her to the father? Does it go straight to the father?
Could be a case of
Bulgaris
also.
No, Bulgaris probably doesn't go to the father.
Oh, no.
So does the money go straight to the father, or goes to the woman and the father, right?
Yeah.
So if you're learning, I think it's only within Mazik Rishus. But if you're learning that the money goes to her, then the father, so she was Mazik Rishus, she was Mochel, and therefore it worked. But let's say it was the father, and we have this, again, as I was talking before, that we have this cloud that writes, Shvach Nirin Lav, that all the Shevach, that all the Maisi Deh, anything the daughter gets goes straight to the father, and so therefore she would have no right to be Mochel. Again, by Niza, when it comes to Inyan Nizikim, we always go bust the Toveya. Toveya is the guy who's getting the money in the end. So if the father is the first person to get the money, the first person who's going to be zochet to the money, so only he has the zchus to be mochel b'rishus, to say he's a mazik b'rishus, and nobody else, so therefore it would not work. But if it's a, maybe it's time to say that if she gets the money and then goes to the father, she could probably be mochel. And we ended up this sugya with this rashba, this like really crazy rashba about exactly what is the relationship between the father's zchus to the money and the daughter. And he, remember the case was? It was like a crazy case that they go to din, she gets the money, and then the father forces her to give him the money. He says, "Shim amar hava nasan lakav katzat, acha chuzer zocha bo shu yachal chopa." He could force her. Amar imo b'din utol kedei she yiske hu b'knas kederek shu yachal chopa b'dan imafir. He could force her to go to knas in order so he gets the. He could force her to go to court so he gets the knas. So we just it was like very agav, but that's what we said. And I want to like and like in like. 5 minutes, because that was like the main sugya of Kishasach, right? I just want to continue the list, the just on the base, the Shach of Tari over there. that the Gemara, we started the Gemara. So the Gemara in Chavtan Rav says, "V'halivink hitzininu v'amai ikri kam lo siel yisha yisha roilo." So we just, it's very important, Chakir, what exactly is the Kavanas of the Gemara? What's the Kavanas of Makshin? When he asks, Vahi B'nai Kansan, and if these are B'nai Kansan, like, what's Pshat in the question? So we've expressed this Chakira two or three times already. You guys remember the Chakira? Piskei read it that when the guy's asking, Velotze the Isha, Arisha Royalo, meaning we'd only give a Knas to a woman who, after you did the Ones, would you be able to marry her? Only a woman who you're able to mekayim mitzvah, lo tzei l'isha, would we say you get a knas? So some of these women, you wouldn't be able to mekayim, it's not isha roilo, you wouldn't be able to mekayim lo tzei l'isha. So therefore, they shouldn't get knas. That's one way of understanding lo tzei l'isha. Aber me'idach gisa, you can read the following. How can you read it? That the pshat isn't that only these women who you could mekayim lo tzei l'isha, would they get a knas, but rather, this is the profile of a woman who would be chayav knas. Not if they could can or cannot substitute in chayav mosei l'isha. Just stop in a vacuum. So in a vacuum, what would they? The shas ones. Would they be? Yeah. Would they be isha royalo? Would you be able to? Would they be considered isha royalo? So that was the hagdara. So that was the piskei rebbe the first way, and the other way was a. We said maybe the Rambam read it that way. Remember the Yonis Elon very quickly, he spoke about how Shneos don't get Knas because you don't have to marry Shneos. We don't allow Losei L'isha because with the Raisa, they fall into the category of Isha Roilo, right? The Shneos don't, so we asked, the Kesem Mishnah asked, like, what's Pshat? Shneos are only with the Rabbanan, not with the Raisa. How can you say that they fall into the Raisa category of Isha, that it's not Roilo, right? So the Kesem Mishnah answered over there that it's really a Kim of Losasar, that means Rabbanan, since they said she's Usar, so that falls under the Daraisa category of Isha Roilo. You got it?
Right, but like, what does that mean?
Right, so that's a whole lundis. I don't know. I don't know exactly when you apply that or don't. When you say it's like Darabanan. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You have to look into it. It's so good. They talk about, the Ram talks about the Sharashim, you know, the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs. When exactly you apply Losasar is a Daraisa category.
I'll just take your word.
Anywho, just very quickly. So there are also right. So the Kesem Mishnah asked, it's just a kim of al sasar. We that's how we answer for Rashi. Remember that Tosfos asked on Chavtan Alav. How can you say Nisim Darabanan? We compare it to Isha Roi Lekaima. So he says that no, because since even though Darabanan, they fall the Rashash answer like this, that even though Darabanan, we consider them on the Daraisa category of Isha Roi Lo. But the Ayelach, in fact, the Mishnah Melech, that we see that they still get money for Knas. What's Pshat? So how can you say Michal Gisa again? That you pay...
Deraisa, you can't marry me.
Deraisa, you can't marry me. But Michal Gisa, you pay Knas. Like, how can you split hair and spell time? Right? So, Zuk, the Yonis Elim, what's the answer up? We see from Mishnah Melech that he's learning like the Piskei Rid. That it's all one thing. That you can only say Isha Roilo if you can kind of miss the Vol Seh L'Isha. But the Rambam's learning that they're two separate Inyanim. That the Torah was Magdir, which women are considered lo tzei l'isha based on if they're royalo. But not lafdafka, you have to be kind of mitzvah lo tzei l'isha based on isha royalo. The fact that the Rambam says that you can get knas on one side and not have to marry her shows that you can split hairs, and lafdafka, we'd only say a woman is chayim knas if she can be kind of lo tzei l'isha, if you could subsequently marry her. Right? He says that the two separate things, that's how the Rambam learns it. And, I don't want to switch longer. You're sitting with now. We have one more Tosfos really to talk about. Two more Tosfos in. I'll just go for the other Tosfos very quick. That I'm just gonna, this Tosfos to very masculine. V'chalus v'asui chayav elavin. Remember, he asked that he goes to this whole cheshbon. That why are you saying that one naira is coming to include chayav elavin, one chayav krisos? Why don't you say maybe one's chayav elavin, chayav esay? So he has this whole cheshbon. But at the end, he asks v'im tov lishtok melos elisha v'lo tzrich lan ribuye. So again, why do we have to have all these rebuyim of Chayvi Krisos, Chayvi Lavin, Chayvi Esei? Why start the fire to begin with? Don't say the pasuk of Lo Seh L'Isha. Therefore, you won't be limiting yourself to any woman, and therefore all these people would be Chayiv, and you wouldn't need to come into these rebuyim of Chayvi Krisos, Chayvi Lavin, so on and so forth. So the Tosfos says, and then no, Lo Seh L'Isha Midaita, that we have for another drasha, that Lo Seh L'Isha, that we can only subsequently marry the person after he's ma'anis her, if it's to her consent. So everybody, like, what's pshat? Like, Lishtal Kra, you could erase a mitzvah from the Torah, like what's Pshat in this Tosos, right? So I think what Maskana wanted to say that the Pshat is that Lo Selisha, that why do we use Lashon Havai? Why do we use Lashon Tiyah? Right, should be Tinase, not Tiyah. Tiyah, right? So that's what really bothered us. So the Rasha, right, so everybody asked what's Lishtal Kra, and the Rabbi Kiver gave another explanation, and he says that it's the Mahava Atzman with Dabir, that it would only be chayav knas if she herself was a bas kedushin, that she can become kedushin herself.
I thought he gave us the two answers of Rabbanan and Rabbeinu.
That was
the katana, and
that was I'm sorry. But Mahava Atzma, when I was only talking about Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda would be talking. Rabbi, the Rabbanan was talking about Shifcha. They would call him Ma'ayi Shifcha.
With regards to Tosfos.
Yeah.
What did he do with the other Rabbi Kiver?
So we went to another Rabbi Kiver in Mem. It was like very agav. Remember we talked about that? Why do you need two pasuk saying that chayv krisas are chayv knas? That one by bisa and one by what was the other one? Knas.
Rabbi Kiver gives another answer to the question of why we need to mention losi.
I'll get to that. No. It was just it was another two rebuim.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Why do we need two rebuim of chayv krisos? One from...
We can just learn out from Katana, because neither of them have the Tzitzis Kedushin.
Right, there's Katana, and then what's the other one?
Yeah,
of Pesula.
Krisos.
Right. Let me just read inside. Kash the Maitzarach Lebuy Al-Chavik Krichos Krisos Lotzarach Tiyad Belavaya Nailed Miktana.
Right.
The Rabbanon, the Rabbi Achman, Kas Avdein Basavaya. So he gave an answer, but Rebbe just didn't say on this Rebbe Kiver. He's like, what's Pesha? Like, how can you down a Katana, who will obviously eventually be a Bas Kedushin? Right now she's not. But you know, in a few years she will be.
That she's now.
Right.
She
and also right. So and I get to Chayav Kriis like was the other person.
I hear the difference, but I don't understand this exactly because it's not like Chayav Kriis was again talking about any kind of Tzitzis Kedushin. Meaning, okay, to this guy they don't have Tzitzis Kedushin. They still. It's not like it's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
They don't have Tzitzis.
The Kriis is Tzitzis Kedushin to other people. Meaning, to this person there's a Tzitzis Kedushin, but it's not like there's no Indian of Tzitzis Kedushin that exists by Kriisos.
No, to a Shivcha.
What do you mean? We're talking about Kriis and Chayav Kriis.
No, the whole point was that how can you? Why do we need two pesukim to say that? One for Chayav Kriis such as a Ketana, one for Chayav Kriis such as a Shivcha. Why don't you just learn one from the other? So we don't like that. We didn't.
I thought it was Chayav Kriis in general. No, the Ketana in general.
I'm sorry.
I'm totally missing it.
That's the question was in general. Why do we need to rebook Chayav Kriis in general?
Because no. Rabbi Kiver says that right. That exactly because. To begin with, there was two ribuyim for Chayav Krisos, so why do we need two? Just learn from Ketana. Yeah, Ketana, exactly.
I don't think I'm getting what you're saying.
Well, how do you understand? Reboy. There's a second ribuy, and then...
Of
Shivcha. Yeah, let me read again. Kash, the might tzarech l'arbuy al Chayav Krisos, lo tzarech shtei ba'asavaya, nevet miktana l'arbonon, to Rabbi Rachman al-Knas atayin ba'asavaya. So we say, so he answers that shiny Ketana, the asi l'chal havaya, will eventually come to havaya, as opposed to Shivcha, which won't.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So then Rebbe's like, don't, like, how can you compare the two? Like, the Kedushin never totally finished by Shivcha, Bechol Ofen. So, Beshuv Ofen, I'm sorry. So, how can you compare that to Ketana, which is will eventually be a Bas Havaya? The Rishash gave another answer, a very cute answer. He says that really Tosos is a lot is buried in his words of Tosos than when he says Midaita. Because we have a Gemara on Membez. Where is it? Where is it, Membez or Mem? Where it talks about Membez. Where it talks about asering the fact that Tzulikal aren't Chayim Knas. Man, I'm sorry. Sorry. Why are Tzulikal not Chayim Knas? Why do you say Asi Dochol Tasei? We'll say the Yishe should be Dochani Lo Tasei. Right?
So that's only if it's a Vada. That's only way to...
Oh, right. Exactly. So the only way to say we'll say the Yishe is because if she... It's not a Rishus, but it's a Chiyah to marry her. So we'd only say, for the fact that it's midaita, and she has a choice whether she wants to marry the guy or not, that doesn't give us the chok tse ade ase dilchot ase. So therefore, what's our default drasha?
About by onus? By onus, it should be.
Oh, right. So first of all, we said in the Rashash that it seems to be, that when it comes to mafate,
yeah.
Since she has a choice, you can't say that, learn the lo se l'isha, just like the first way, you have to learn the second way, that the pshat in lo se l'isha is that, you have to find the woman. That this is the hagdara. This is the definition of the woman, but not ladaka. That after the shasbira, that has to be isha royal. In a vacuum, this has to be isha royal. That's because the fact that it's a she has an option whether she wants to marry or not. So that's all. That's
what. By onus, how do we
answer? Onus is the entire chakira. I think the chakira only applies to onus. Wouldn't apply to pitoy. Pitoy wants to say. All right, so we'll end here. I hope it was a.